to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest. Toll free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hour two of this Monday edition of Catholic Answers Live is upon us. Welcome back to the show. The toll-free number is 1-888-31-TRUTH. In this hour, we're going to talk about a subject that has been mightily exploited by Hollywood. Many novels have been written about the subject matter. Of course, it's the Antichrist, as I said at the top of the show. The Bible gives us some tantalizing hints about the Antichrist, the man of sin, as 2 Thessalonians puts it. There's a lot of confusion at the popular level about the Antichrist. To some people, he's the Pope. To others, he's Ronald Reagan. To others, he's the devil or the devil's cousin. He's Nero. Who is he? Maybe he's just a symbol of future badness. Well, today in this hour, we're going to unmask the Antichrist in light of the Word of God and the traditional eschatology of the Church. And our guest is Father Francis Martin. He is a renowned scripture scholar. He completed a doctorate degree in sacred scripture from the Pontifical Biblical Institute and has held senior teaching posts really all over the world. His books include The Life Changer, Baptism in the Holy Spirit, The Feminist Question, The Fire in the Cloud. He's also written a patristic commentary on Acts from the Ancient Christian Commentary series. He's also the founder and president of Father Francis Martin Ministries, which gives the clergy some wonderful inspiration and formation to become more deeply immersed in Scripture and to preach it with great power. We welcome to Catholic Answers Live, Father Francis Martin. Hey, Father, welcome.
Well, thank you. Welcome. I'm glad for the welcome.
For those who have followed you and love you, if not in person through writings, we're grateful to God of your recovery from your heart attack there in Copenhagen. You sound fit as a fiddle.
Thank God I am. Yes, it really is a work of the Lord.
The Antichrist is sort of almost a perpetual Hollywood star in various forms. What's the basic definition of who the Antichrist is or will be?
Well, the word Antichristos only comes in the letters of John. It comes five times in the singular and twice in the plural. So even there we have the notion that there are many Antichrists, you see?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, as John is using the term, anti in Greek can either be take the place of Christ or be opposed to Christ. Mm. And I think John means both. And the people who are Antichrist, who participate in the reality of Antichrist, are those who deny his divine sonship. And so, a practical definition, those in any way who practically or theoretically deny the reality of Jesus Christ as living eternal Son of God, they are Antichrist.
Hmm. Obviously, since John's addressing that then, he's talking to Antichrist among his community, or at least in the world.
Oh, yes.
Of his, so it's early, this, the thing
oh, yeah.
that launches
said,
early.
Mm-hmm. You know, children, this is the last hour. What he means by last is not last in the sense, the word in Greek is eschati.
Mm-hmm.
We get eschatology from that. But eschatological means ultimate. It doesn't have to mean last all the time.
Sure.
So when the factors that make the ultimate reality are present, it's an eschatological moment. So that's mm-hmm. what he's saying. You see, this is the eschatological, the last hour. And as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, now that many Antichrists have come.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can know that this is the last hour. And they came, as he says in that text, that's 1 John 2, starting with verse 18, they were part of us, and they left us. They denied Christ one way or another. And now they're out preaching another gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the term began.
I.e., you know, forwarding, aiding, and abetting, and promulgating heresies, huh? That center around denying
That's
the
right.
incarnation. Okay.
Denying that Jesus mm-hmm. Christ is the living, eternal Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's anti-Christos.
Do most scripture scholars, Father Martin, identify the man of sin in the writings of St. Paul with the figure or figures that St. John is referring to? Is there an identical tie-in there?
Well, you see, there's a something in common that goes through all through Scripture. It starts with Genesis, with the serpent. and the Tower of Babel and so forth. There is this movement of evil which can be densified into a person or a nation or an attitude. And the way the scriptures speak, one day there will be one person, one being, who will embody all of this opposition to God and try to lead the human race in a rebellion against God.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have the man of sin, the Antichrist, all these different titles will all be verified of this person. Up to that point, they're spread out. They're all over the place in different ways. For instance, the Tower of Babel is really a description of a concerted attempt to build a safe city without God, to build a civilization without God. And that's why in Babylonian, Babel means gate of God, but in Hebrew it means Babel.
Mm.
And so you see is a play on words.
Right.
But an organized attempt to do without God, that's the Babel principle.
The character of this, you know, scripture calls him various things, son of perdition, man of lawlessness, man of sin. I'm thinking, Father, of the famous painting from Luca Signorelli, mm-hmm. The Antichrist and the Devil. There's a resemblance there. There has to be a powerful resemblance between the Antichrist and Christ, because why would so many people be swayed by this man if he didn't have something apparently good and even powerfully good about him? Is that an accurate way to summarize it?
Well, in a way, it's something powerfully appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be good. It just has to be promising power and safety.
I see.
And so, and we fall for it.
Right. And that would be a kind of constructing a culture or a world that is gospel-free, that in which God has no place whatsoever, strictly sort of hyper-independent in nature?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you know. And, of course, our whole post-Newton, Descartes, Hobbes, etc. world
mm-hmm.
doesn't look any further than controlling this universe for our comfort. It doesn't mm-hmm. refer it to God.
Right.
And that's in that sense, that's an antichrist stance.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need Christ.
Right. Is there an Old Testament precedence for this? Is there any prototypes?
Mm-hmm. This notion, even outside Revelation, there's this notion that there's something out there, there's evil, and there are demons. Now, some of the demons might be good, some of them might be bad. Like Plutarch wrote a treatise on Socrates' daemon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have, for instance, the image of the sea monster in Isaiah 51:9. Awake, awake, put on strength, the arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, generations long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces and did pierce the dragon? This image of this great sea monster who embodies this notion. And so crossing the Red Sea was a defeat of that monster.
Hmm.
You divided the sea, this is of Psalm 74, you divided the sea by your might. You broke the heads of the dragons and the waters. In other words, these forces can be epitomized as dragons or mm-hmm. or snakes in Genesis. Now the serpent was the most astute of all the creatures the Lord God had made. The Lord God made him, so he's not out of God's control.
Mm-hmm.
But, so the serpent is the seducer.
Is there a connection between the Antichrist and the famous 666 beast figure from Revelation 13, or is that sort of an urban legend?
Well, there are qualities of the Antichrist in the emperor. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
Paul in Thessalonians, writing about 54, 58, saying everybody should pray for the king. Well, the king was Nero.
Mm.
Talk about open heart praying. You know, see, pray for your persecutors. Paul was commending that prayer to all his communities. So 666 is probably, it's called Gematria or Gematria. It's taking the letters of a person's name and then adding them all up and see what you get. And the ancients did it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have that 153 fish in John 21. That keeps exegesis in a job, you know.
I was going to say, I won't even ask you because that'll send us down a totally different track.
That's right.
Yeah, but that would be a numerological total
right.
That has some meaning, however mysterious, huh?
Right. So if you take the letters of Nero's name, Caesar, Nero, both names, and you write them in Hebrew letters, and then you add them up, you get 666.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best guess.
Well, I wish we had more time to lay more foundation on the other side of the break. We'll try to do that and take your calls, dear listener. If you've just joined us, our guest is Father Francis Martin. Check out his website. It's frfrancismartin.com. If you're a member of the clergy, if you do a lot of preaching, you'll want his video updates and commentaries on sacred scripture. Father, I was watching some of the one of the more recent ones on Verbum Domini.
Oh, yes.
I can just tell you love the subject matter. This is a passion. It really comes through. FrFrancisMartin.com is the website. We're talking today about the Antichrist, and we're taking your calls toll-free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. Special invitation to overseas listeners. If you do call outside the contiguous USA, we will put you to the front of the line. 12 minutes after the hour, keep it right here on Catholic Answers Live. My name is Patrick Coffin, and after these words, we'll come back, take your calls on the Antichrist. Stick around.
Grab that open phone line and get on board. Catholic Answers Live.
You want all the dads in your life to grow closer to the Lord. So we're making you an irresistible Father's Day offer that's guaranteed to help. Phone 888-291-8000 or log on to Catholic.com to purchase the Truth and Life Audio Bible New Testament. It's available at 20% off the regular price for a limited time only. The Truth and Life Audio Bible New Testament is much more than any typical recording of Scripture. It features world-renowned actors with an original score and sound effects.
Then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
As your father listens to the Truth and Life Audio Bible, the New Testament will come alive for him like never before as it leaps off the page and into his mind and heart.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden.
The Truth and Life Audio Bible New Testament is endorsed by the Vatican and carries an imprimatur and a foreword by Pope Benedict XVI. Surely any father would benefit by listening to the Truth and Life Audio Bible New Testament. It'll make a great gift for Father's Day and for other people in your life who are celebrating the sacraments like Confirmation or First Communion. Order it today while it's reduced by 20%. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to the show. The man of perdition, the Antichrist, is our topic. Our guest, Father Francis Martin, who joins us from beautiful Maryland. I want to go straight to callers, Father. I knew that we'd have a long lineup here. Want to hit him straight away?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Let's go to Nashville off the bat, Nashville, Tennessee. Listening on our favorite website, Catholic.com, we welcome Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, first time caller. Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
I wanted to ask, thank you, Patrick, and thank you, Father. In 1 John 4, it says to put the spirits to a test, and it tells how to recognize God's spirit.
That's right.
Those that fail to acknowledge him do not belong to God, such as the spirit of the Antichrist. Muhammad said that he received a vision and information from one who claimed to be the angel Gabriel.
Right.
Is this or are these persons examples, an example or examples of an antichrist?
I don't think so at the beginning. I think there was a lot of illusion, but it was co-opted. At the beginning and then even during his lifetime, perhaps. But there was a lot of dialogue between Christians and Muhammadans in the early days. But when we're not protected, error slips in. And I think that's what happened there. And then military success changed the whole complexion of how they looked on the world. But the seeds of such an illusion were sown, but there was no harvest yet.
But back to the thing we spoke at the top of the show, Father, about a spirit that denies the incarnation. Certainly,
yes.
it's a dogma of Islam that Jesus is not God in the flesh. So to that degree, it participates in the Antichrist. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, yes, you mm-hmm. could say that. I guess I was looking more at the malevolence of the Antichrist. Mm. The statement is Antichrist. There's no doubt about that. No.
Mm-hmm. Chris, does that shed some light?
It does. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate your call.
Okay, Chris.
All right. 16 minutes after the hour, our guest is Father Francis Martin, and we would love to hear from you wherever you are, in the U.S. or outside, 1-888-31-TRUTH, 1-888-318-7884. Have you seen any movies on the Antichrist, Father Martin?
No, I don't think I have.
Because there was a big string of them starting in the 70s with... it was called The Omen, and then Damien Omen, and it spawned all kinds of sequels. I find it interesting that a post-Christian culture is so interested in demonology and movies about exorcism and the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Do you think that is somewhat reflective of some level of spiritual hunger, even if it's for the wrong team?
I think it harkens back to the pre-Christian pagan world of the Mediterranean. They knew there was stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have treatises on demons. Some are good guys, some are bad guys. And what you want to do is cultivate that so that your life is a success. By the way, most of the scientists say from the 17th century on in the West, though they denied Christ, were trying to plug into these forces.
Mm.
Because once you realize who you are in this universe, you get scared. You want somebody to help you. So, I think it was the same with those people back there. In other words, the world doesn't really evolve much, you know?
So static, mechanistic.
Yeah, I mean, once you cut your ties to Christ, you're scared. And you're going to find something that gives you power and protection. Most all the great philosophers and mathematicians and scientists of our age, preceding ages, found a way to tap into power. But I'm afraid it was demonic power.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the rise of the Soviet Union was an expression of Antichrist at some level?
Yes. I think, you see, let's say, by way of example, it takes 10 characteristics to make up a perfect Antichrist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then you look at these things like Hitler or Stalin or Mao Zedong particularly, and they all have enough out of 10 to qualify as Antichrist. There's enough denial of humanity. Their excuse, Mao Zedong murdered, I've forgotten the number now, it's over 1 million people. In fact, I think it's 40 million.
Millions and millions and millions. Yeah, yeah, a throng of dead.
All in the name of progress, according to my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, wresting salvation from Christ and providing your own.
Sure.
And that's Antichrist. And those three leaders did that.
Yes. Well, we've got more callers. I'd like to bring on John now. John is an avid listener of the show. Hey, John, welcome to Catholic Answers Live. You're on the air with Father Francis Martin.
Hi. I'd like to start off by saying I was brought up in the satanic occult in a very abusive and ritualistic childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm very experienced with this. They had me performing satanic rituals when I was 4 or 5. But there is nothing anybody could do, even if they're going to kill me, that's going to make me join them. I would take the death. But they still use that number, the 666, in their rituals. And what I was wondering is, do you think the Antichrist would come from that organization and use what the Catechism calls the cult of the body as this appealing factor that would draw people to them?
Well, I think there's a lot of rebellion against God. And as I said before, it might take 10 elements to make... Certainly what you were involved in is Antichrist. There is no doubt about that. That was satanic.
Yes.
And I've prayed with people who've gotten out of that kind of stuff. So I do think it happens. It just takes enough of these components to coalesce when the thing is directly directed against God.
Yeah, John, there's people waiting on the line. I appreciate your call. Hope that was a help. It's 22 minutes after the hour. Patrick Coffin now joined by Father Francis Martin to talk about the Antichrist. With that, we go to the city of St. Francis, San Francisco, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio, 1260 AM. We say hi to Lloyd. Hey, Lloyd.
Hi. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Father.
Hi,
I coincidentally am writing a guide to understanding the Book of Revelation, and right now I'm writing about the dragon and the beast.
Oh,
okay.
Providence.
Here we go. So anyway, I was surprised the Catholics agree that the best guess is 666. Not many people do. And then in chapter 17, verse 10 of Revelation, and here is the mind of wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains where the woman sits, and are seven kings. Five have fallen, one is the other, has not yet come. When he comes, he must remain only a short time. And I have a footnote in my Bible.
Lloyd, can I just have to ask you to get to the question, because we've got a lot of folks waiting.
Is,
thank you.
Do you agree in your studies that those five fallen kings were Julius Caesar, Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, and Nero? And the sixth, which is Domitian, and then the one that comes after that will be the one who was the prince in Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27, who will make the peace treaty.
Do you get the heart of it, Father Francis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's quite likely. Those kind of difficult questions are difficult because sometimes in the Book of Revelation, the numbers are not literal, just 5, 7, 9. You can't always count them up and get the right. But certainly, for the author of the Book of Revelation, John, Rome stands for the same thing as Babel. That is, it is military power securing economic suzerainty and making the world your slave. And it's the same thing as the Tower of Babel. And that's why he calls Rome Babylon.
Which is not to be identified with the Roman Catholic Church, as some fundamentalists say.
You know, yeah. Some people get mad. I mean, what is silly? It's got nothing to do with the Book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lloyd, appreciate your call very much. It's 24 after the hour. The Antichrist is our topic with Father Francis Martin. His website is frfrancismartin.com, frfrancismartin.com. With that, we go to Thomas in Nashville, Tennessee, listening on Channel 130, Sirius Satellite Radio. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Mr. Coffin. Hello, Father.
Question. Hello, Thomas.
We read a lot about the abomination of the desolation as the sign, one of the signs of the end, as I understand it. My question is, we've seen something really, frankly, unprecedented here in the last few years or decade in our church. We've seen the holy office of the priesthood, and here recently the office of the exorcist, used to sexually abuse both children, absolute innocence. Right. My question is, could one interpret these hideous satanic acts by priests as the abomination of the desolation?
No, but they are an abomination, and we should all be doing penance, not just the men who have committed that. You know, if you're a Catholic, we're one church, and their sin pulls us down, and our prayer can pull them up. A word about this abomination of desolation, as you probably know, it's a word from the prophet Daniel, and it refers to the time when Antiochus IV Epiphanes, in in about 167 B.C., dedicated the temple to Zeus, the Jewish temple, and set up a pagan idol on its altar. And that's the abomination, to put a false god in place of the true God.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of false gods around. Thomas, I hope hope that clarifies things, Thomas.
Yeah.
Let's go straight to Wink, Texas, to Effie, listening on 91.5 FM, Guadalupe Radio. Effie, we've got some segue music. Can you hold on through the break?
Yes, uh-huh.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Catholic Answers Live. We're talking about the Antichrist with Scripture scholar Father Francis Martin. Get in line, toll-free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. We'll be back after these words. Stick around.
Want to keep your teen sexually pure? Become the best parent you can be. To help you, Catholic Answers has published Raising Pure Teens by Jason Everett and Chris Stefanik. It's helped thousands of parents and grandparents in their effort to bring up their young loved ones to be holy, pure teens. Let it help you do the same. Order a copy today by calling 888-291-8000 or by going to Catholic.com. Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
At Catholic Answers, we have an extensive staff working to extend our ministry in a number of different and varied ways. And no, they're not all part of Catholic Answers Live. In fact, we do a lot more than produce the most popular show on Catholic radio. Perhaps our mission statement says it best.
Catholic Answers is an apostolate dedicated to serving Christ by bringing the fullness of Catholic truth to the world. We help good Catholics become better Catholics, bring former Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics into the fullness of the faith. We explain Catholic truth, equip the faithful to live fully the sacramental life, and assist them in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
There's no better place than Catholic.com to learn more about our many effective outreaches. Log on today and find out what you may not have known about Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in apologetics and evangelization.
To be fully Christian, you've got to know what the first Christians believed and taught. With Jimmy Akin's book, The Fathers Know Best, and his companion blog at thefathersknowbest.com, you'll see that the Church has been Catholic from the beginning. Order your copy of The Fathers Know Best from the name you know best and trust the most, Catholic Answers. Call 888-291-8000 or go to Catholic.com. 888-291-8000 or Catholic.com.
Kansas Live returns, talking about the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? With our guest, Scripture scholar Father Francis Martin. Tomorrow is a back-to-back Q&A open forum for anyone who wants to call on any subject in the world, as long as it relates to the intersection of human life with the Catholic Church and the love and teachings of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, Jim Blackburn will be here for the first hour, and our own Tim Staples will be here on the second hour. All right, we continue with your calls. Let's go post-haste now to Paul in Saginaw, Michigan, listening on WMAX, 1440 AM. Hello, Paul.
How you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, Father.
Yes?
I heard your comment there about the Caesar Nero spelled out in Hebrew equals 666. But the Apocalypse Revelation was written in Greek. And in Chapter 13 of the Apocalypse, verse 18,
yeah.
It says, "Here is wisdom. He that hath understanding, let him count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and the number of him is 666.
Right.
In my Dewey Reams version, it does not say the number of his name. It just says the number of him is 666. In the Old Testament, there are two places in the Old Testament where the number 666 comes up twice. And in both of those, it indicates that King Solomon received 666 talents of gold each year of his 40-year reign.
Paul and Saginaw, what would your question for Father Francis be?
Well, my question is... it does not say the number of his name, but the number of him. Wouldn't that 666 refer to King Solomon?
No, especially because it's talking about something very evil. And secondly, in that character, in that culture, his number can easily mean, you're quite correct, the text just says, arithmos aftou in Greek, his number. But it means the number that is attached to his name most often. And so, and you know, there's been a couple hundred scholars in every century who've cracked their brains on this one. And the most likely explanation is, it wouldn't, if you took Nero and spelled it in Greek, you wouldn't get 666. But if you spelled it in Hebrew, remember that the author of this book is a native Semitic speaker, you get 666.
I remember when Reagan was president, people were saying Ronald Wilson Reagan 666. Ooh. So you can do eisegesis all over the place, can't you, Father?
You sure can.
All right, Paul, appreciate your call very much. It's 32 after the hour. Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida now and say hi to Robert, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 130. Hello, Robert. Welcome.
I'm cutting off, but I want to try to make my question quick.
Thank you.
What about our Blessed Mother in that she's revealed in the Revelation book? What about people talking against, blaspheming against our Blessed Mother as part of the revelation of the Antichrist? Are we living these times right now?
That's a tragedy. I mean, it's obviously wrong. That woman is Israel, it's the church, and the person who sums up the whole reality and mystery of Israel and the church is Mary. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly referring to her. You know, she's just about to give birth. She gives birth to the Messiah, who's caught right up into heaven, which means he's talking about the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a tragedy, that's all, you know. Maybe if we all had a more solid, vibrant love for Our Lady, it wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
What you can say to the people, non-Catholic, that attack the mother of our Savior?
What you got to pray for them.
You pray, but what do you, besides praying, what do you say at this moment to them?
Well, what you can do is say, just read the scriptures. I mean, it's so clear that though she's not mentioned a lot, wherever she's mentioned, it's extremely significant.
Robert, if you go to Catholic.com and do a keyword search, Mary, you will get a very voluminous account and resources, including books and DVDs teaching. Tim Staples has a couple of teaching tapes on the Blessed Virgin, CD tapes, actually. Mark Shea has a book that we published called Mary, Mother of the Son, which is a trilogy detailing all the problems he had with Our Blessed Mother when he was a Protestant. But Robert, I appreciate your call very much. Father Francis, Robert's question put me to mind of a different question. It's just occurring to me now. Since the coming of the Christ involved an obedient woman, you know, the new Eve, will the coming of the Antichrist, is there an association there in any of the literature with a female figure who is in cahoots with the Antichrist, a sort of an anti-type of Mary?
Well, I never thought of it as an anti-type, but of course, you see, Babylon, which is Rome, mm-hmm. is a woman, a lewd woman,
mm-hmm.
and she's finally punished, which is the same kind of apostrophe you find against Babylon also as a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, you lay with all these men and you had all these great clothes and so forth, and now you're going to be stripped and, you know, humiliated and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is said about Rome. But no, it's a question of a grace to understand wisdom. You see, the figure that Mary embodies in a way is wisdom.
Which
and
is
to
a,
understand
yeah.
that is to reverberate with her joys and her sufferings.
And wisdom in the Old Testament is feminine figure.
So, well, you see, in both Greek and Hebrew, Sophia and Chokmah, they're both feminine words.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy for them to understand this.
Let's It's going out to Brandon in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on 1480 AM. Hello, Brandon. You're on the air with Father Francis Martin.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Father. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Brandon.
I'll be brief. I'm not proud of it, but I've spent some time in both Satanic and Occult Origin as well. And my question is, where is it that some occultists and some Orthodox Satanists get the idea that the original number of the beast was actually 616 instead of 666?
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, they're not extremely devoted to the Bible, so they can fiddle around with it.
Okay.
Yes, it's if you take the name in another language, you can add it up to 616.
Okay, because that's what they had. What my old friends in that circle had told me was that early translations of scripture had actually concluded that the number was 616, but I wasn't sure, so.
Hope that's a help, Brandon.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
What's the saying? Figures don't lie, but liars do figure. I think it was a Mark Twain quote.
I got to remember that. Thank you.
Thanks for the quote. Take care, Brandon.
Bye.
God bless you. Happy Easter.
You too. Bye.
All right, 37 after the hour. We are cooking with gas here, talking about the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? Our guest is Father Francis Martin, and the toll-free number is 1-888-31-TRUTH. Let's see. Let's go to San Mateo now and talk to Ivan, coming to us on Immaculate Heart Radio, 1260 AM in San Mateo. Hello, Ivan.
Hey, how you doing today?
Thank you. Have I pronounced your name properly?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Ivan. Anyway, I have a question for the Father. How you doing, Father?
Hello, Ivan.
You mentioned something about Daniel's prophecy in 12:11 about the abomination of desolation.
Yes.
As referring to, what was the gentleman's name, the historical name?
Antiochus Epiphanes, yes, the fourth.
Yes, well, how can that be if Jesus took the same thing in Matthew chapter 24 or 15, and he says that when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, Jesus put that prophecy in a future event even after himself.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. See, we're dealing with something, then when all the factors are there, you can name it. There is no doubt at all that Daniel is talking about when Antiochus put that idol on top of the altar and dedicated the whole temple dedicated to God, to Zeus. That's an abominating desolation, is exactly what you know. But whenever that sort of thing happens, you have, again, an abominating desolation. And so our Lord is talking about another time when something like that is going to happen.
Okay, well, I just thought he was referring specifically to the prophecy that Daniel made about the abomination of desolation that Antichrist will set up in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. And I think that's what Jesus was referring to. That Paul talks about in Thessalonians chapter 3, I forget exactly what that is, but...
Right.
Father, might this not be an example of the classic Catholic both and?
That they probably. Don't have, yeah. You know, it's like saying, trying to think of an example. You see, all of these realities are partial participations in the reality, the war of Satan against humanity to get at God, which will be the great battle at the end. And all of these are sharing in part of the factors that make that up.
Okay.
Hope that
helps.
Hope that helps, Ivan. There's a whole topic we could go for an hour on, types and anti-types and full participations and recapitulations. Appreciate the call, Ivan. We'll take an early break now and come back and speak with Teresa and George and Tricia and Rachel. Try to get as many of you as we can on the air with Father Francis Martin talking about the Antichrist. This is Catholic Answers Live. My name is Patrick Coffin. Talk to you real soon after these words.
Patrick and his guest are coming right back. Stay there.
It's graduation time, and your daughter or granddaughter is moving forward in life, taking big steps towards a future filled with challenges, questions, and decisions that can impact their eternal destiny. Many questions arise in the mind and heart of a young single woman. Things like, how do I know when a guy really loves me? Do I deserve love? Are there any decent guys left? Many nice young ladies compromise, settle for less, and even hang out and hook up with the wrong guys. If your daughter or granddaughter is one of these young women, Catholic Answers' Crystalline Evert has a word for them.
If you really want to date, you really want to find that guy that's meant for you, set your standards high.
Call Catholic Answers at 888-291-8000 or log on to Catholic.com to order Jason and Crystalina Evert's dynamic new book, How to Find Your Soulmate Without Losing Your Soul. Along with the book, autographed by Jason and Crystalina, we'll rush you a free copy of Crystalina's audio CD, Never Too Late, which has already inspired thousands of young ladies to seek what's best for them in a relationship. As graduation nears, it's important that the young women in your life have all the facts so that they can make informed decisions when it comes to their relationships. Let Jason and Crystalina Evert help them find authentic fulfillment and happiness. Get an autographed copy of their book, How to Find Your Soulmate Without Losing Your Soul, together with your free copy of Never Too Late. Phone 888-291-8000 or visit Catholic.com today.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 16:33, the disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone." They thought that they had understood, but our Lord says, "Not so fast." He is the eternal mystery after all. We don't always feel all that comfortable with mystery. We want it all out there. Eventually, the disciples learned that trusting His love for them was enough. Not all of us are quite there yet. We need more time before the tabernacle and the crucifix. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
We've returned to our final segment of the show. Father Francis Martin hanging in there, taking your calls at 1-888-31-TRUTH on the Antichrist. Let's go to Prairie Village, Kansas now and say hi to Teresa, listening on KEXS Radio. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hello, Patrick, and hello, Father Francis.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi. I'm calling for an answer to a question, and also I'm hoping it will bring me some comfort. There's someone that lives close to me that I just have a real unsettling feeling about, even though this person has been very nice to me.
Have they said or done something specific, Teresa?
A few things. They aren't Catholic, and they have told me that in their church that the Pope was coming to visit. And I thought that was a little odd. But the latest thing that this person has said, I was mentioning that there is an illness that seems to kind of run in our family, although I know that that's, you know, there's so many components of illness.
So what would your question for Father Francis be, Teresa?
So that's the question is, he said that that in their religion they believe in speaking in tongues, and he said they believe that diseases or illnesses are often caused by generational curses.
Yep. You've probably heard that before, Father Francis.
Praying in tongues is a wonderful thing, you know. The Pope encourages people to get involved in the charismatic renewal, but what you need, if you're concerned about that, you get a priest to come and say Mass in your house and enthrone the Sacred Heart, and there will be wonders in your house, and your house will be protected.
How's that, Teresa? I guess Teresa in Prairie Village is still there?
I've never heard of this generational curse that he mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those things can happen. You know, it depends on... People curse all the time and nothing happens, but if the devil decides to join in on it, something can happen.
make it stick, as it were.
Mm-hmm. You're protected by the precious blood of Christ, by the beauty of the holy and holy water. Mm-hmm. But I have found, I'm 55 years ordained now, I have found that people who have a priest come, say Mass in the house, and enthrone the Sacred Heart, just the house is protected. And if there's any sort of thing around, it has to go.
Teresa, I appreciate your call very much. And we'll go to George in Vallejo, California, listening on 1260 AM Immaculate Heart Radio. Hey, George.
Hello. Hi, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Hello, George.
Yes, I was listening, and I'm wondering, there's a gentleman that made an important point, lead to my question, that, you know, the Antichrist seems to be someone that will come at the end, and, you know, that Christ himself will destroy when he comes, so it must be something that's present. So my question is this: how can, you know, for instance, the murder of millions of Christians in the Dark Ages and the changing of God's law and the blasphemous titles of the Pope of Rome not point to the Catholic Church and the Pope as being the Antichrist?
Well, it never did. After all, John the author was a Catholic. I mean, you couldn't be anything else in those days. And so that's so far removed from anything that the Book of Revelation is about. It's just ludicrous, that's all. It's just, you've got to, I hate to be so blunt, but you know, it's absolutely impossible. What that man is criticizing, as I said before, is what's called the Babel principle. And we can see it in the colonialism of the recent centuries. It's using military power to secure economic advantage for one nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Rome was doing. That's why all the merchants gather around and weep when this Rome is burning. It's not because it's the horror of Babylon. It's because it's this financial and military power center of the world. And everybody who was cashed in on that is losing out, and they're weeping.
George, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tricia in San Francisco, also on 1260 AM. Hello, Tricia.
Hi. Yes, I have two questions, actually. Wouldn't you say the biggest sign of Antichrist is man simply worshiping himself by rejecting God's law and God's truth? Like, for instance, you have abortion and euthanasia, man making decisions without God. And
yes.
The second one would be, I'm looking at the Apocalypse, the seven signs, the woman and the dragon, the woman clothed with the sun, parent the 12 stars. Well, Mary's been appearing throughout the last couple hundred years, especially in Medjugorje, and I've read a lot of the messages where she's saying to fight Satan, who's also the dragon, through returning to the Mass and prayer, and what your comments are on that.
Well, Our Lady's advice is always the best, right?
Right.
I mean, prayer, Mass, especially the Rosary, Our Lady asks for that lots when she comes. And those simple, direct, clear prayers are more powerful because they come from simple hearts and from the love of the Lord and Our Lady. And they push back the attacks of Satan. There's no doubt about it.
Tricia, thanks for the call. We're trying to get to as many folks as we can. Let's go to Rachel in Derby, Kansas, listening on 1360 AM KAHS Radio. Hello, Rachel. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, Father, for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I was always taught that the second coming of Christ has to be preceded by the Antichrist coming. Mm-hmm. Now, is it the Antichrist? Or is it just a general description of anything Antichrist? And if it is the Antichrist, will we be able to tell who it is, or will he fool a lot of us?
Both. Those who are praying will pick him up. They'll know who he is. And those who aren't, if they listen to those who do get it, they'll catch on. But you're going to be dealing with an angelic intellect, which is very clever and very deceptive. As Genesis says, the serpent was the most astute of all the animals, okay? And that's just a symbolic way of talking about the devil. And so that's what we'll know. If we're praying, we'll know. We'll know. We'll smell a rat. We'll know.
Father, just interject one quick thing, Rachel. Father, I'm thinking of the line, I believe it's either 1st or 2nd Thessalonians, where St. Paul says, you know, even the elect will be swayed if that were possible, or words to that effect.
Right.
So obviously,
it's going to be a spiritual battle.
So if there's a split in the church, what would be your advice? How would we know which way to follow?
Go with the Pope. Because the Lord will never, even if we have a not-so-hot Pope, and we had great saints and geniuses for almost a century now, but go with Peter.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Father.
Rely also. See, now is a practice time. Now we have plenty of time to pray, learn to obey the Holy Spirit, start this novena, which ends on Pentecost, all of these ways which make our spirits sensitive, so we'll know how to judge when it happens.
Thanks for that, Rachel. Is that a help?
Yes, thank
all right.
you.
Happy Easter.
You too.
Got a few more days where we can say that. I want to get it in.
That's 50, right.
51 after the hour, we go now to Craigsville, West Virginia, listening on 91.3 FM, WSJE. Hello, Elaine.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
Hello, Elaine.
I've been studying the book of Revelation for several years, and because the first three verses of Revelation says, blessed is he who studies and reads and practices what this means. And I have found that the book of Revelation is clothed so much symbolically with symbols, and I don't understand how we arrive at finding who this Antichrist would be anybody but the 10 characteristics found in chapter 13. Specifically, they give 10 specific characteristics. Like,
Elaine,
for instance,
Elaine, yes. Craigsville, actually, I'm not sure if you heard the whole show. Father covered that very, very thing from a different angle earlier. Maybe you can ask him a more direct question in light of
okay.
all this.
Okay. What I was asking was so that we couldn't buy or sell, and that the number of his name would be 666. What does that mean specifically, that we can't buy or sell?
It means that the government, whatever government that is at that time, will have such control over people that they will determine who buys and who sells. Just like governments today in regard to abortion determine who lives and who dies.
Back to that lawlessness again.
Yes.
Disconnected, uncoupled from the law of God. I hope that was a help, Elaine, in Craigsville. Father, I'm looking at the clock here. Our goodbye music is welling up. Thank you so much for joining us on Catholic Answers Live.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Can we get your blessing, Father?
Oh, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the Trinity be your joy and your protection. May the Mother of God stand by you. Amen.
Amen. Great. What a privilege to talk to you, Father. I really appreciate your time.
Well, I'm glad to do it.
All right. The website, FatherFrancisMartin.com. Check it out, FrFrancisMartin.com. Tomorrow, Q&A open forum. Jim Blackburn in Hour 1 and Tim Staples in Hour 2. If you know someone who's suffered through a divorce, don't miss Wednesday's show. We're going to talk about strengthening marriage with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse and recovering from divorce with Rose Sweet in Hour 1. That's Wednesday right here on Catholic Answers Live. Be a saint. What else is there?